Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, 33 to 37. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made." But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. But Jesus is not directly quoting from the Old Testament, but pulling together several passages from Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, and, as usual, taking things a step higher. I don't believe here he's talking about whether we can or cannot take an oath in a courtroom. That's not quite his point. His point seems to be that he's emphasizing truthfulness. Jesus relates all the oaths here to God, to make the point that truthfulness is always to do with God. No oath is trivial. All oaths are solemn pledges to speak the truth. So if we claim to have the truth and follow him who is the truth, John 14 verse 6, woe to us if we're not men and women of scrupulous truth. That we are reliable, that we tell the truth to our friends, to our family, to our work colleagues. That we do so not simply because it's a good moral thing to do, but because it's part of the nature of God. God can only speak truth. He cannot lie. Let us be people who pray such that we cannot lie. Perhaps that's a good devotional idea for us today, to pray for the strength to speak the truth in all circumstances. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Take care. God bless.